Lesson 10 on page 27. Lesson 10 is a review on previous words. Give meanings to all these words that we have taken, such as Mispun, Kimwan, Yutin, Machi, Nuhte, Puni, Anuch, Otakusi, Wapahki, Tansi Siwepan, Tansi Ekwa, Tansi Kisihkason, Kinstohtenchi. Now these sentences are questions. They're asking, like when you say Tansi means how are you or what are you doing. These are asking words. And the little word chi does not appear. When you start using words such as why, when, where, which, how, the little word does not appear in those sentences. It's only when you're asking, are you going to work or are you tired, then the little word chi shows up in your sentence. Continuing with Lesson 10, we also have the word I have. Nityan. Nityan tells us I have an object. It's not having anything that is alive. You have. Kitayan. He has a yao. They have a yawak. We have nityanan. We all have kitayanau. You all have kitayan awau. Now, this is what we call a structure. This is structured material. And when you're speaking, you are generally using structured material. From now on, we will see more of this structured material. Let's turn to page 73 and the Learning Cree Book 1, the green book. And this is a practice repetition. As before, Nityan, Kitayan, Ayau, Ayawak, Nityanan, Kitayanau, and Kitayan Awau. And remember, it is an inanimate structure. A few phrases. I have meat. Nityan wiyas. I have lard. Nityan pimi. I have a sweetener. Nityan siwinigan. Do you have meat? Kitayan wiyas chi. Do you have lard? Kitayan pimichi. Do you have water? Kitayan nipichi. He has salt. Ayao siwitagan. He has milk. Ayao tohtosapui. He has a book. Ayao masnahigan. They have a book. Ayawak masnahigan. Now that's the inanimate form. Look at your animate structure of having, and the ending is different. Supposing if I would say, I have a dog, I would say, Nitaya wau atim. Kitaya wau atim. You have a dog. He has a dog. Ayaweu atim. They have a dog. Ayawe wak atimwa. We have dogs. Dayawanan atim. We all have dogs. Kitayawanau atim. You all have dogs. Kitayawawau atim. Compare the inanimate structure and the animate structure. And there is quite a difference in their way they are listed. Turning to page 54, 55, and 56 of the Yellow Book, we are told to read page 54. And these words are mostly all words that are structured. Let's read page 54. Dayan nisto mohkomanisa. Dayan nishchet oyagana. Nitayan kotak astutin. Kitayan chi atiht mohkomanisa. Kitayan chi mishchet astutna. Kitayan chi nisto masnahigana mina niso oyagana. Ayao masnahigan. Ayao masnahiganis. Ayao mihchet mohkomana. Ayawak mohkomana. Ayawak oyagana mina mohkomana. Ayawak kutaga masnahigana. Dayanan mihchet wawa. Dayanan atiht mohkomansa. Dayanan uski usi. Kitayanau chi usi. Kitayanau chi wiyas. Kitayanau chi minsa. Kitayanau chi agohpa. Kitayana wau chi mihchet wawa. Kitayana wau chi uski wausa. Kitayana wau chi nisosap wawa. Tandato tipahiganis kitatuskan. Atuskeu chi tom peyak tipahigan mina pihtau. Now, continuing on to page 55, these are oral exercises, and I want this as a homework. Translate into, read it and translate into English. Page 56 is an ending which tells us it is a liquid. It tells of a liquid. The ending is apui, a long A sound, a poi. Now, when we speak of soup, we say mi chima poi. Soup is generally used as eat your soup, never drink your soup, because soup generally has added ingredients and must be chewed. The root word michi means you eat as a command. Wine, somenapoi. Juice, minsapoi. Tomato juice, oginiwapoi. Tea, maskihkiwapoi. Coffee, pihkahtewapoi. Whiskey or fire water, iskutewapoi. Milk, tohtosapoi. Vinegar, siwapoi. Barley liquid, iskwesapoi. Dirty water, winapoi. Continuing on page 28 of the Yellow Book, we'll continue with lesson 10. Transcribe into Cree. I have a book. Now the word I have was nitayan. Translate all those phrases into Cree. Let's review the numbers. We haven't reviewed numbers. And let's count from 1 to 10. Peyak, Niso, Nisto, Neo, Nianan, Nikotwasik, Tepakup, Inaneo, Kega Mitatat, Mitatat. Now we must learn to count from 11 to 20. We still use the basic numbers with an ending, which is osap. For 11, we say peyak osap. Niso sap, nisto sap, neo sap, nianano sap, nikotwaso sap, tepakopo sap, ayananeo sap, kegamitatat sap, nistanao, which is 20. Repeat these numbers over and over, and continuing, we are learning to tell the time. We must know numbers in order to tell the time. We need 5 words to tell the time. For hour, we say tipahigan. For minutes, we say tipahiganis. It's less than an hour. Almost, kegach. And mina. On page 69 and 70 of the Green Book, it gives more explanations. It tells of the days of the week and how they are called. The days of the week start by saying praying day, which is Sunday. After pray day is Monday. And then we say, today, niso gisigao. And 3 day, nisto gisigao, which is Wednesday. Neo gisigao, which is Thursday. And nianan gisigao, which is Friday. And nikotwasik gisigao is Saturday, sixth day. And then again, prayer day, which is Ayam Miheo Gisigao, which is Sunday. Turn to page 69 and 70 and read of the green book. It explains more broadly about telling the time and some new words introduced. Let's say, what time is it? Tandahtu tipahigan ekwa. It is 3 o'clock. Nisto tipahigan. What time is it now? Tandahtu tipahigan make watch. Like presently, what time is it? We say it is 10 minutes to 3 o'clock. Mitata tipahiganis kegach nisto tipahigan. There are other days such as Easter Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. For Easter, we say rising from the dead day. Apsisino Gisigao. Christmas is Midnight Mass Day, Nipaya Mihao Gisigao. And for New Year's, everybody greets by kissing. They call it the Kissing Day, Ocheto Gisigao. When we speak of a full week, we say one praying day, Peyak Aimheo Gisigao. For a full month, we speak of one sun or one moon. And for a winter, we say a full year, one winter. From winter to winter, it's a full year, Peyak Pipun. When we ask the age of someone, we say, how many winters old is he? Or how many winters have you been here? How many years have you been here? This is the way it is mentioned. So read 69 and 70 over and over so you shall get the meanings of most of these words. We have a couple of words such as shut and open, shutting the door or opening the door. We say kipaha for shut, yohtena for open. For a window, we say wasanamawin, and for a door, we say isquahtem. Close the door. Kipaha isquahtem. Close the window. Kipaha wasinamawin. Open the door. Yohtena isquahtem. Open the window. Yohtena wasinamawin. Open the door and the window. Yohtena isquahtem mina wasinamawin. Introduction of simple tenses. Page 29 of the yellow book, we say, Niwapahten, I see it, meaning right now. ni wapahten. I have seen it, and it's in the past. Na wapahten. I will see it tomorrow. Na wapahten, which is future. So these are the simple tenses, present, past, and future. Do you understand now? Kinistohten ekwa. Kinistohten ekwa. Now, still talking of lesson 10, the translations, whatever is written in English should be translated into Cree, and vice versa. If it's in Cree, it'll have to be translated into English. End of lesson 10.